From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and some giggles. That's Senator Hillary Clinton, and I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Luke Burbank. It is Tuesday, December 11th, 2007. And maybe Hillary is laughing, Allison, because despite the fact that, you know, Barack Obama kind of took the weekend with his Oprama love fest, she has something that he can't touch.
It's true.
What is it?
She may have two of them soon in their household.
Easy. This is a family show.
All right. That's just what they call a tease in the business. Stick around to find out what that is. We are also going to continue our series about presidential candidates, how they're viewed in their home states by hometown journalists. Sometimes the national media, they may not know the nuances, the ins and outs, those little votes that said so much. Today, we are going to focus on John McCain and his home state of Arizona.
Also, we're going to talk about what to watch on TV as the writer's strike continues. No 30 Rock? May I interest you in a fine 92 Johnny Carson? It's just peaking.
That was a good year.
We're going to get some recommendations.
And the band Dirty Projectors performed its album Rise Above. This is kind of interesting because it's actually a cover of another band's entire album, Black Flag's album Damaged. The band, they record it from memory. It's an interesting story. We'll also go to Corva Coleman for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
As ice storm 2007 rolls on, we are seeing some incredible pictures, just trees doubled over with ice all over the place.
Yeah, in some cases broken right down the middle.
A large chunk of the nation's heartland is covered in ice as winter storms sweep through that region. Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas all declared states of emergency. More than 600,000 homes and businesses are without power.
At least 18 people in Oklahoma and Missouri have died as a result of the storm, 15 of them because of icy road conditions.
Now, FEMA is on the scene. A spokesman for the Federal Emergency Management Agency assessed the damage this way when he spoke to the Associated Press.
You drive up down most any streets, and the trees are just like split down the middle, you know, all over Oklahoma City. And probably at least a third of the homes in Oklahoma City are without power.
Somebody called Jim Cantori. The sound of branches breaking under the weight of the ice has been echoing throughout Oklahoma City. One resident spoke to News 9 there outside his home.
Woke up this morning and I started looking around and decided to get out and take some pictures of the carnage.
If some people were looking for a break today, no such luck, according to this National Weather Service meteorologist.
We're expecting anywhere from a quarter inch to three quarters of an inch of ice to accumulate on power lines and trees.
The National Weather Service is posting ice and winter storm warnings today for parts of Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, and Illinois. But in spite of the tough conditions and a daunting forecast, FEMA spokeswoman Winston Barton says the region will stick it out.
We're coping out here, and we will get through this.
Travel is a mess. Planes, trains, and automobiles all stymied. 200 flights were canceled at Chicago's O'Hare Airport yesterday. So if you're traveling today, make sure to check with your carrier.
FEMA spokesman Winston Barton. Spokesman is actually spelled without a W or an O. That's a key difference. Winston Barton is a man. That is the BPP big story. Now here's Corva Coleman with even more news.